This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And a good opening day, Thursday afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
And hello.
It's gorgeous out.
Hello. Welcome to Dana and Parks Game Day.
Mid-70s this afternoon. It is perfect weather.
A little overcast, but it's warm. And have you noticed this is the day, like, I don't know, the last 2 days, the trees have exploded. There are blooms on all of the Bradford pears. Spring has sprung. Baseball is here. I'm in such a good mood. I don't even know that I need meds anymore, Scott.
I totally forgot about this game. Sing It Back?
Ooh. Oh, I love that game. I'm very good at singing it back.
I completely forgot about this one.
Is that where you fill in the lyrics?
No, it's where you tell me, well, you can. You can fill in the lyric or tell me who the artist is.
Ah.
Either one is fine.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
And I'm here to remind you.
About the mess you left when you went away.
Boom.
Boom. Wow. That is one very angry Alanis Morissette.
Nailed it.
I love these games.
Okay. I would get this one. Dana would never in a million years. If you like to gamble, I tell you, I'm your man.
Don't even try. Yeah, I was going to say.
Because it's from Motorhead.
Man Rock. No, I got nothing.
You win some, you lose some. It's all the same to me.
All right. Is that on the docket today? Because,
I think
you know,
we're going to add it. I used to rule the world.
I used to
sweep the streets that I never owned?
No.
Oh.
I used to rule the world.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not Coldplay?
It is.
Well, yeah. I used to sweep the
seas would rise when I gave the word. Is the next lyric.
Oh, yeah.
Different verse.
With Coldplay, I just kind of hum along and make up my own lyrics because I'm never quite sure what he's saying.
Everybody does.
We could play a game. If you're listening, just call us and we'll just chat. We'll just be like, how are you doing today? What is your name?
Let me read this almost in the way it's sung. I thought I'd get closer.
I thought I'd get closer. I have no idea.
So I walked on over.
Thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. Oh,
Come on. Why is it hard when
you speak it? I know that song.
I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over.
Is it a Conway Twitty song?
It is not, but you're close.
Is it Willie Nelson or John? Is it Willie?
You're in the right genre.
Yeah.
It's Kenny Rogers.
Oh, thought I'd get closer, so I walk on over, and da-da-da-da-da, that's what it's fine time to leave me, Lucille.
Bingo, there you go, you got it, you got
400
it.
400 children in a crop in the field.
Four hungry children.
Four hungry, what? Not 400. They weren't
rabbits.
They didn't
live in a shoe.
My word.
400 children.
So many multi-layered jokes in 3 seconds right there.
It's been 7 hours.
And 16 days since you took my love away.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days.
15 days. 16 days?
15.
Something tells me we shouldn't play this game because it's not going very well.
But if you're close and you know the song, I think that's a point.
It's not for us to play. It's for the audience to play along.
All three of you. Welcome in.
You know, Sam and I are of the opinion that there might be more than we think. There might be five.
Okay. What time's first pitch?
First pitch is at 3:10.
Okay.
That's when we lose them all.
We've got you for an hour, folks.
So we actually could get some stuff done this first hour.
Yeah, we're going to do some stories this hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
All right, so let's game plan here. What's the 3 o'clock game?
Ooh.
Baseball.
Wordsmithery.
I'd like to play some Family Feud at some point today.
I think we do Family Feud at 3 o'clock.
Love it.
That'll be at 3:45. All the games will be at 45.
Mixtape at 4:45?
Yep.
Done.
That's a good plan.
Yep.
And then in the 5 o'clock hour, we will do...
Pick to find time to leave me, Lucille.
We'll do Sing It Back.
Okay.
And what else we got?
Word Smithery.
No, let's do Trivial Pursuit.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
In the 5 o'clock hour. So it's Dana and Parks Game Day. We look forward to this every year where we broadcast to each other.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if the baseball game gets rained out?
It's not going to get rained out, Dan.
No.
It's a beautiful day.
I put a full stack together for that exact purpose.
Just in case. Sam, you are like a Boy Scout. You are mm-hmm. always prepared. I so appreciate that.
So breaking news out of the Kansas City City Council today.
Yes. The city manager is bye.
Saw that.
They let him go on a unanimous vote.
Yep.
Should have taken that job in Austin.
Whew. Yeah, the timeline of all of that and how it played out is...
You can't be surprised. I mean, I was surprised it took this long.
I was surprised they kept him on indefinitely with a paid salary.
I think that has to do with let's not make any mistakes here.
Due process.
And open up ourselves to a lawsuit. Any kind of lawsuits, the due process of it all. It has been just more than 3 weeks since the suspension.
Yep.
Not that long of a time.
Yeah, but then signing him to a new contract last year, making him the highest paid employee in the city. And yes, that is highest, including everyone in the city, including the guy at the top. When we knew these allegations existed.
Well, what do you mean the guy at the top? He is the guy. He's the city manager.
I believe he made more than the mayor.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
It's a unique form of government.
Yeah.
With a city manager.
City manager, mayor, yeah.
And the mayor part of the city council.
So Brian Platt is gone. And here's a question. Do we need to rethink the structure of Kansas City government? Let the mayor, like in many major cities across the country, the mayor is the top dog, and then the city manager is number two, or the vice mayor is number two, and then a city manager.
I don't know that your average voter even understands the intricacies, or quite frankly cares. Maybe we should.
We should.
About the breakdown of duties between the people at the tops of your cities, no matter where you live. I mean, you have a city council. They are elected. They help make decisions. You have the mayor. Mm-hmm. Some people have a city manager with various levels of power. Some don't.
Well, clearly, I thought the mayor was the top dog. Finding out just now he's not.
Yeah, it's a council manager form of government.
Mm-hmm. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. How was dealing with the Social Security office?
I am
today?
Here to tell you. I walked in to one of the Johnson County Social Security Administration offices today. Yeah. I had the most delightful experience. You know, anytime you have to get adulting things done, like the driver's license or the Social Security, you know, all that stuff, there's this feeling like not really dread, but you just.
It's government.
You expect the worst and hope for the best.
Right.
And I am here to tell you, they could not have been nicer. They could not have been more accommodating. I had questions. They were happy to see me. They answered them. They're like, you're back again.
Is this because of your name changing?
Yes. But they were so helpful.
Oh, I was worried you were already claiming retirement.
No. Yeah, somebody said, I don't think you're quite at full retirement age. I'm not even sniffing at almost retirement age. Anyway, I am here to tell you, there are delightful people that work in government offices.
Well, of course there
are. That you might think when you wake up, oh, I got to go do this. You should just turn that frown upside down, Kansas City.
It's not like you're going to the DMV.
No, and I, honestly, Dan, I have had a great recent experience at the DMV.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I typically do as well over on the Missouri side.
Dare I say, they were super pleasant and super helpful there.
At the Social Security office or DMV?
Both.
Huh. Well, good. They should be.
And all of them are
You're
working
the
on opening day just like we are.
That's right. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.